And some people describe my relationship with my father as the greatest love story between a daughter and her father. While I studied history of art at university, and particularly pre-Islamic sources of Islamic art and architecture, I felt that it was very important to continue the message of what, God willing, will be my father's very long living legacy. And so it started merely as an interest, but once I really was in the trenches, if I can say that, I really then began to appreciate much more the true value of science and how science can be utilized to improve the quality of people's lives and how science is a true investment in human dignity.
Can you tell us about your projects, the World Science Forum and SESAME?
Proudly, Jordan won the bid to host the World Science Forum, and so it will be the first time that we have such a large gathering of scientists ever in the Middle East region, and particularly in Jordan. 3,000 scientists from over 100 countries will be convening on the shores of the Dead Sea, the world's lowest point on Earth, from the 7th to the 11th of November under the banner of Science for Peace. And the 10th of November will coincide with the UNESCO World Science Day for Peace and Development. We are very, very excited about hosting 8 plenary sessions ranging from energy and water nexus to food security, all the way to digital transformation and science diplomacy, 15 thematic sessions, some special expos. We're going to be very happy to be hosting Dr. Zerbo as well, who will be one of our keynote speakers in our plenary on resilience and recovery. It's an exciting project because I look at it very much as the start of a real science movement where we hope to involve as many young people as possible, so that we will have the Global Young Academy there as well. And in the demographics of our plenary sessions, not only do we want to make sure that there is a gender equality, but we also want to make sure that there are many young emerging scientists involved as well. So that's the World Science Forum. When it comes to SESAME, SESAME is another project which, of course, is a peace-building exercise. We were very pleased to see the project finalized and launched in May in Jordan. And it's an opportunity for, of course, advanced research on so many different levels, ranging from archaeology to materials science, using a synchrotron light source. And this is part of what we call our science infrastructure for Jordan, where we will now have the opportunity to do advanced research in synchrotron, photon, and neutron sources, because we also launched in Jordan recently the nuclear research reactor as well. So it's a very exciting time for Jordan in terms of building a true open science infrastructure.
What do you believe is the role that CTBTO plays in terms of scientific development?
I think that it's the key organization that is addressing public health and safety. And I think that when we regard science not only as being that entity that invests in improving the quality of people's lives, but it also is something that we have to remember, that every single person on this planet has a right to live in a safe world. And I think the CTBTO is an organization that is the leader in protecting public health and safety for civilians.